It's time for news from Effingham's most trusted source, 97.9 XFM and KJ Country 102.3.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Sapp. We're at 6 degrees, sneak down to 5, so that's the official morning low right now, 6 degrees in Effingham. National Weather Service indicates wind chills will range 5 to 15 below zero this morning, accumulating snow less than an inch likely today and tonight in areas south of a Beardstown to Paris line. So that's us, because it says higher amounts are possible. South of Highway 50, that's at Salem to Olney to Flora line. So be mindful of that, especially if you're headed south throughout the day and into the evening. Bitterly cold air will remain over central Illinois this week. Wind chills expected to drop to 0 to 15 below zero each morning through Thursday. So keep that coat and gloves handy, and we'll keep you up to date. We'll double-check the forecast at the close of our look at news. Several meetings in the area today and tonight. I mention that a lot, but this is a busy day. The Effingham County Board will meet today, meeting time 4 o'clock at the County Office Building in the third floor board meeting room. The board plans to honor Jeff Baker on his retirement from the Sheriff's Office. Also, there will be items from several committees. The Road and Bridge Committee is advancing work on South Altamont Blacktop as far as resurfacing that roadway. Also, they'll consider use of a historic courtyard for a farmer's market again this year. It would run from the end of May to the end of October on Saturdays. And they'll also look at a 2-year lease renewal for an office for statewide pretrial services in the county office building. Also today, they'll hear information from the Tax and Finance Committee. That'll be in a disbursement of Effingham County Public Transportation and use of funds for that system for free rides for seniors, for the disabled, and for veterans who live in the county. They also will look at a disbursement of just under $147,000 in ARPA funding. That's for F&C Concrete. That's for the courtyard and gazebo project underway on the lawn of the Courthouse Museum downtown. Additionally, they'll look at a disbursement of $10,000 from the Revolving Loan Fund for Divine Hair, Skin, and Nails, as that would be an effort to encourage development of that business. They'll also look at a transfer of $130,000 to the Capital Improvement Fund from contingencies, and they'll also look at approving a finalized capital improvement list and investment schedule. So those matters for the board. They'll also look at approving an ARPA expenditure on four-way signs. That is at the intersection of Moccasin Road and Lake Sarah Road, and then they'll look at other four-way intersections as well and the signage needed. They also will look at approving Crake Meadow Subdivision. They'll look at a change order to include the historic courthouse clock tower shake replacement. You've seen work done on the courthouse lately. That is what's involved there. And then they'll also look at terminating a contract with Centrica. That was the firm that they had spoken with, the county board had spoken with in years past, months past, regarding a window replacement project at the county office building. That work's already been completed, so they're going to cancel that contract. In addition to the county board meeting at 4, the Effingham City Council will meet at 5. That'll be at City Hall, and they'll look at several items related to infrastructure projects, water and sewer projects principally. They'll also look at the presentation of a life-saving award. City Police Chief Jason McFarland and City Administrator Steve Miller will participate in that. And then Administrator Miller will present an Employee of the Quarter award. They'll look at a couple of improvement projects, and one of those involves operating golf carts. You can, in some places in Effingham, you can utilize certain streets and intersections in Effingham. They're looking at maybe adding to the number of places where you can cross streets. So that's up for a vote tonight. And then several matters are on the agenda for discussion. One's an economic development project. That would be the City of Effingham Central Redevelopment Tax Increment area. And Economic Development Director Todd Hull will speak about that. They'll also look at putting in a stop sign at East Market Avenue and North 2nd Street. They also are going to talk about the municipal electric aggregation. City Administrator Steve Miller will have an update on that. Again, that's for discussion tonight. They'll also look at a facility use agreement for the use of the St. Anthony facilities, and EMA Coordinator Tease will be talking about that. Larry will have information about that at the meeting. They'll also get an update on a bid letting, and also for discussion, the Square TIF agreement. City Administrator Miller will be talking more about that. There have been some offers and proposals, and those will be reviewed as part of the meeting tonight. So meeting time for the City Council at 5, and that'll follow the County Board meeting at 4. Additionally, EJ Water Cooperative has its monthly board meeting today. That'll be at 9 this morning. That'll be at the EJ Water Boardroom in Dietrich. The Brownstown School Board meets tonight. Meeting time is 5:30. That'll be in the CTE Distance Learning Lab in Brownstown. And the Effingham County 911 Board meets today. That'll be at noon at the County Office Building in the third floor board meeting room. They are expected to consider requests for proposals for console furniture for one of the dispatching points. They'll also get a tower site update, and they'll be discussing Starcom fees. That's related to some portables that an area fire district would like to utilize. So those matters before the 911 board meeting, or before the 911 board at their meeting today at noon. And the St. Elmo School Board meets this evening, meeting time 7:30 at their unit offices. We have tried to remind you, too, that Unit 40 School District is running through their annual discipline code and their athletic handbook to see whether some changes need made for next year. There is another in a series of meetings regarding that today. That'll be at 3 o'clock. That will be for Early Learning Center, and that'll consist of information on the ELC and also Eastside Preschool. We'll remind you, too, that early voting for the April 1st election starts this Thursday, February 20th. Early voting will be conducted in the Benwood Conference Room, the first floor of the County Office Building downtown. State statutes prohibit a person who voted early, during early voting, from voting at the polls on Election Day. And the votes cast during early voting will not be tabulated until after the polls close on Election Day. So for the consolidated election April 1st, early voting will be conducted from this Thursday, February 20th, through Monday, March 31st, from 8 to 4 each weekday, and Saturday morning, March 29th, from 8 to noon. If you have any questions, contact the county clerk's office. Let's go ahead and take a break. We'll look at deaths and your forecast in 2 minutes.
People say I'm too serious. Those funny ads for car insurance do nothing for me. I like Erie Insurance. It's seriously good. A great rate, legendary service, accident forgiveness. Not one, but 8 reasons to switch. Woohoo! See, I can get as excited as the next guy.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
No regrets.
You'll never regret switching to Erie Insurance, where you'll always be treated fairly. It's easy. J.D. Power ranked us highest in customer satisfaction with the auto insurance purchase experience 2 years in a row. So get a quote today.
Your Erie agent in Effingham is Weiss Insurance. Get a quote at 342-9777 or visit weissinsurance.com.
For J.D. Power award information, go to jdpower.com.
Erie Insurance. It's what we do. Bank on learning more. But what does it mean? At Land of Lincoln Credit Union, our members matter, and that's why we promote financial freedom regardless of whatever lifestyle event comes your way. Our staff will personally work with you to find the best outcome, whether it is helping you repair your credit or creating a budget for that new home or auto. Become a member today by simply living or working in one of our 26 counties. Federally insured by the NCUA. Land of Lincoln Credit Union. Bank on learning more.
Your children are precious gifts from God, so why wouldn't you insure them? Guaranteed future insurability, lock in lower premiums, and start them on a path to savings. The policy builds accessible cash value over time. Life insurance, retirement planning, estate planning, long-term care, and disability income. Knights of Columbus Insurance at the Shin office, servicing Teutopolis, Newton, Sigel, and the surrounding area. Contact Tyler Shin at 217-821-2484. Discover the difference of doing business with the Knights of Columbus, the Shin office.
A look at deaths on this Tuesday. We have into the newsroom the death of Barbara Jean Jansen, 89, of Effingham. She died on Monday. Funeral arrangements for Barbara Jean Jansen are pending at Bauer Funeral Home in Effingham. Laverl Dwayne Lankford, 94, of Mattoon, formerly of Effingham, died on Saturday. He was the father of our own Angela James, and so we're thinking a lot about Angela and Richard and the family at this time. A celebration of life for Laverl Lankford will be held at a later date. Pagel Funeral Home in Edgewood will be assisting with arrangements. And Laverl, a friend to many, and of course, maker of good music for many years. Maureen Grace Freeze Luger, 97, of Stewardson, died on this past Tuesday. And graveside services for Maureen Grace Luger will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at Stewardson Cemetery. There will be time for friends to gather for a visitation from 10 a.m. until the graveside service on Saturday at 11, and that will be at Brummerstead Funeral Home in Stewardson. Nancy L. Kyle, 88, of the Shelbyville community, died on this past Thursday. A memorial service for Nancy Kyle will be this Saturday at 2 o'clock at Lockhart Green Funeral Home in Beecher City, and there will be an hour's visitation from 1 to 2 on Saturday. Again, Lockhart Green Funeral Home is assisting. James Delane, or Jim Burngeon, 84, of Dietrich, died early on Monday morning. Funeral services for Jim Burngeon will be Wednesday, tomorrow, at 2 p.m. That'll be at Johnson Funeral Home in Effingham. There will be an hour's visitation from 1 to 2 on Wednesday. Diana Regine Lampley, 81, of Jewett, died last Wednesday afternoon. Private family services for Diana Regine Lampley will be held with an interment in the Jewett Cemetery. Meyer Funeral Home, the Bishop Chapel in Greenup, is assisting. Harold Jean, or Sam Britton, 97, of Newton, died on Saturday night. Funeral arrangements for Harold Jean or Sam Britton are incomplete at Meyer Funeral Home in Newton. Funeral services for 95-year-old John Dale Wagner of Newton will be Wednesday morning at 10 o'clock. That'll be at First Baptist Church in Newton for John Dale Wagner. Funeral services for Patricia Weber, 69, of Totopolis, will be today. That'll be at 12:30 at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis. Visitation for Patricia Weber from 11 to 12:30 today. Funeral services for 92-year-old Eleanor Gebben of Totopolis will be Friday morning at 10:30 at St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church in Totopolis. Visitation for Eleanor Gebben from 4 to 7 Thursday evening, and that'll follow a 3:45 CCW rosary. Here's a look at our forecast. Today, a chance of flurries with a slight chance of snow before noon. We certainly have had our share. Then a chance of flurries between noon and 5, and then a slight chance of snow after 5. Mostly cloudy skies, high today of just 14. Wind chills 9 below to 0. Winds from the north-northeast at 10 to 15 miles an hour. They're going to gust over 20 miles an hour. Tonight, then, snow likely, mainly between midnight and 3 a.m. Cloudy skies, low tonight of 9, wind chills 5 below to 0, winds from the north-northeast around 10 miles an hour, but gusting close to 20 miles an hour. New snow accumulation less than an inch for tonight. Then Wednesday, a 30% chance of snow afternoon, mostly cloudy, high on Wednesday of 17, wind chills 5 below to 5 above, winds from the north at 10 to 15, gusting over 20 miles an hour, so mighty cold over this next couple of days, and we've had more snow than they expected overnight and this morning in Effingham, and still some snowfall at this point. Again, off a morning low of 5, we're at 6 degrees with a wind chill of 10 below. That's local news. I'm Greg Sapp.